Welcome to Ride Home Review. I'm Oliver.
And I'm Susan.
And today we saw Hydra at Queensland Theatre.
Yeah, this is a new Australian work.
By Sue Smith.
A co-production with the State Theatre Company of South Australia. And it's, it is very much an Australian story, although it is set on the Greek island of Hydra.
Yes, it is. About George Johnson, author of My Brother Jack.
Which was a book that was forever ruined for me by having to study it at school.
Yeah, I didn't.
No.
I got lucky, I suppose.
Well, nothing will turn you off a piece of writing than having to analyse it in the way that we had to do in the 1980s.
I mean, I'm still not a big fan of The Book Thief because I had to study that in high school.
Yeah, look, I think that the thing about My Brother Jack is that it was also a novel that by the time I studied in the early 80s was a book about post-war Australia, and it didn't in any way resonate to me then. But now, with distance, you can look at that period of Australia through a different prism, and this is the prism of expat writers who are looking at Australia and what it means, what it is, seeking the great Australian novel. And I have to say that I enjoyed this a lot more than I did the source material, if you like, using my bunny ears.
Yes, this work is, well, about George Johnson. It is also about his wife, Chairman Clift, another author.
Yeah, it is. And look, my only problem, again, using the good old bunny ears with this, it goes back to, I guess, some of the impressions, which may or may not be because of my great not love for My Brother Jack, is some of the source material that's woven through it. It is so much the writing of a time, and it is so poetic and sort of
overwritten.
Yeah, it feels to me in today's society
a bit flowery.
Flowery and layered on and poetic, and I kind of like a bit more straight talking, which is kind of more you got in there, dialogue rather than the woven through. And
yeah, look, I agree with you.
At times that drove me slightly berserk.
I agree with you. I haven't read My Brother Jack, but at no point during the watching of this play did this make me think I am going to run out and read My Brother Jack.
Yeah, it didn't make me want to see whether or not my memories were flawed. Having said that, the production looks beautiful. It is an absolutely gorgeous set and an amazing use of space, and the performances across the board were just awesome.
Yes, Brian Probitz as George Johnson was phenomenal.
Yeah, and I'd like to do a little aside from what we normally talk about here and mention that watching Brian made me think of Rosemary Walker. Now, Brisbane theatre lovers will know that Rosemary died yesterday. Like myself, she was a Matilda Awards judge. She's somebody who has been a passionate promoter of the arts in Brisbane for a long time, and someone I have known for also a decade or more. And I had Rosemary's voice in my head sort of going, oh, wasn't Brian's sensational performance sensational? I love Brian because she was someone who loved theatre and had a special place in her heart for Brian Probitz. So I felt a little bit sad. Having said that, it is one of the finest performances I've seen Brian in for a long time.
It has all the elements of a typical Brian performance just come together in such a way that I don't think I've ever seen before.
No, because rarely does he play the romantic hero / anti-hero, and he's absolutely perfect as a man who was a war correspondent before he became an author, who had TB, who was wasting away, and Brian's kind of stature and figure, you can see it makes sense to cast him in that role, and I thought he was sensational.
And Anna McGann as Chairman Clift was also phenomenal.
Yeah, a really, really beautiful performance of the woman. You know, it's almost like the wife in The Wife, the woman who has her own voice but is also having to play the role of the wife and the mother and the muse and all of those things, and somehow find time to be herself, and she played that free spirit and also that downtrodden woman in the same body quite beautifully.
And supporting performances by Hugh Parker and Tiffany Lindell Knight.
Yep. Also
phenomenal.
Also really, really nicely done. This was an all-round one of those things that you walk out of and think, good theatre, great story, not a happy story, not necessarily an attractive
couple.
All of them were absolutely flawed, not particularly likable human beings, but not everyone is, say, gorgeously likable like myself.
I'm letting that one go through to the keeper.
Blah, blah. Yeah, okay. We're just about home. You need to give it a rating.
I'm going to give it a very high distinction, but not a high distinction.
So, in the top range of the distinction, sort of 8.25 out of 10?
Yes, I think.
Yeah, look, again, my reservations come back to the script, which goes back to the source material, and is not at all a criticism of Sue Smith's work, but that just kind of jarred for me a little, so I too will give it about 8 out of 10.
Yes.
Next week we may be coming to you from a further place, but there's more theatre between now and then.
Yes, there is. Bye-bye.
So, let's talk soon. Bye.